Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes. Nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome once again to another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
So, of course, that means I'm Daffodil.
Yeah, and Daffy, you actually saw that. You got the email too, right?
Yes.
I can't believe it. They're welcoming us back again to the bunker.
It's a good thing, because we'd be pretty cold in the van all winter.
Oh, so next couple of weeks, we're going to the bunker once again. Nice warm place. Lots of cars around because they're storing them for the winter.
Lots of rooms to explore and strange things to find.
And we're basically security guards.
Yes.
Aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah, full kitchen. You're going to have fun. Oh, I'm just so excited. Anyway, on the show this week, we're focusing on, I guess it's the Canadian Edsel car from the 70s. It was a big flop. And a guy made a song about it, and he made a whole album about it at one point.
I think he might have maybe been trying to make a musical.
Yes.
Maybe.
That could be. It's called The Bricklin and Other Sound Investments. As we take a look at the album on the show this week, on top of that, man, you know, Lorne Greene was pretty big in the 60s with On Bonanza and that, but he made like multiple albums with multiple cheese on each one of these albums.
He was a cheesy dude.
Yeah, and we're going to play one in the celebrity slip-up a little later on. And we're going to talk about cars even more in our glove compartment, Gouda, if it's actually in there, right? But we'll tell you a little bit more later. But we're starting off with the Three Reeds. They like to play harmonica. And Peanut Vendor coming up shortly. But we're starting off with Zorba the Greek on
Cheese Please.
Thank you. When it comes to handling manure, you need dependable equipment. Equipment that will work for you the year round in good weather and in bad weather when the snow flies. With this system, you get a full load every time. Bucket bottom and back are curved to ensure clean dumping. It's smooth and clean in appearance. Built to give you many years of dependable service.
With the three reeds and basically saying that the peanut vendor likes to jump around the Stan Arena and sell peanuts, I think. It's got that feel, doesn't it?
It does.
And before that, the three reeds and Zorba the Greek, harmonica style.
That's also kind of cool.
That's kind of an interesting take because Zorba the Greek was pretty big in the 1960s, and a lot of people actually recorded that, and that was the harmonica version, I guess.
Not a bad thing.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird. And this time it's the weird,
yeah.
Which we call Cheese Please.
Yeah, so take a look at your radio. It should say Cheese Please on it right now. If not, just take a piece of paper and write Cheese Please on it and stick it on.
Stick it to the radio.
Yeah, stick it on the tape. Or stick tape on it.
Stick tape to it, stick it to the radio, yeah, and we move on.
Just don't stick it too hard because you'll have to take it off after half an hour.
This is true.
And on the show this week, we feature none other than the album The Bricklin and Other Sound Investments by Charlie Russell. You have some information about it.
Well, the thing is that Charlie Russell never set out to be a songwriter and a singer.
Okay.
He did a bunch of different jobs. He kind of stumbled into becoming a disc jockey on the radio.
Oh, what's that?
Well, see, he was working as the controller at the radio station in Woodstock, New Brunswick.
Okay.
In Canada.
Yeah.
And he had to take over a shift when one of the DJs left.
Oh.
And then he just kept doing the accounting job and doing the DJ job.
So he literally jumped into it. Hey, I'm a DJ.
Yep, pretty much.
Okay.
And he said that sometimes people would call in and tell him what they liked and they didn't like on the air, and sometimes he'd be walking down the street and they'd, like, push him up against the wall and tell him what they liked and they didn't like.
Oh, I don't know why. That kind of scares me a little bit.
I know. But he kind of stumbled into writing satirical-type songs.
Oh.
Apparently he refused to write a song about Point Lepreau.
That's the nuclear power plant.
That's the nuclear, because he didn't think it would be funny. But the Brooklyn was funny.
Oh, because it was a flop, right?
Well, it wasn't completely a flop. It was becoming a flop right around the time that he was writing about it.
And he decided to write a whole album full of satirical songs.
Yep, being critical of the government, being critical of the Liberal Party.
Of Canada.
One of his main targets for the song The Brooklyn was Premier Richard Hatfield, who was the leader of the province.
In New Brunswick.
But here's the thing. Hatfield had a good sense of humor.
Well, that's good.
He loved the song.
Oh, wow.
When he was asked what he thought about it, he said it's pure Miramichi humor. Miramichi being the area.
The area, yes.
And shortly after the record appeared, apparently there was a benefit hockey game, and Premier Richard Hatfield and Charlie co-starred in a production during the break between intermissions in the hockey game. The premier drove a Brooklyn around on the ice while he sang the song.
Oh, wow.
And now we have to play it.
Not quite. Coming up shortly, we have another one of Charlie's songs, Nashville Sounds. But now we're going to play the Brooklyn right here on
Cheese Please.
Now everybody's griping about how times are getting tough. There's shortages in oil and gas and all that sort of stuff. The MPs want to raise and pay. The natives want their land. Pierre can't walk on water, but he's getting oil from sand. You see, I'm from New Brunswick, where folks are very poor. The premier, he's our leader. Well, sometimes we're not too sure. He's convinced them up in Ottawa as to just how poor we are. Now I suppose they're wondering about our million-dollar car. Oh, the Brooklyn. Oh, the Brooklyn. Whether it's a wait and see. You see, I'm... Now everybody's griping about how times are getting tough. There's shortages in oil and gas and all that sort of stuff. The MPs want to raise and pay. The natives want their land. Pierre can't walk on water, but he's getting oil from sand. You see, I'm from New Brunswick, where folks are very poor. The premier, he's our leader. Well, sometimes we're not too sure. He's convinced them up in Ottawa as to just how poor we are. Now I suppose they're wondering about our million-dollar car. Oh, the Brooklyn. Oh, the Brooklyn. Is it just another it's a wait and see? Oh, we'll let the Yankees try it and hope to God they'll buy it. Let it be. Dear Lord, let it be. Now there's this fellow Malcolm, he comes from the USA. He was playing with his geometric instruments one day. His friends said what he drew was just a little bit absurd. They wondered, why would anyone put wheels upon a bird? He said, I'll go up to Canada, I'm sure they'll buy my car. The Quebecers sent him down to us, so that shows how smart they are. Now the premier, he's not married, he's a sporty kind of guy. So this flashy vehicle for sports caught Dickie in the eye. Oh, the Brooklyn. Oh, the Brooklyn. Is it just another hit, so wait and see? I will let the Yankees try it and hope to God they'll buy it. Let it be. Dear Lord, let it be. Now, don't get me wrong, because this Brooklyn thing could just work out all right. Until that time, our Dickie will be just a bit uptight. He blames it on the Liberals. That Turnbull's such a pest. What he can't blame on Big Bad John, he blames that on the press. Big auto factories everywhere are shutting down, no sales. Investment in the Brooklyn in New Brunswick still prevails. How much did you give Malcolm? Please answer if you would. All ye of little faith, believe, because my word is good. Oh, the Brooklyn. Oh, the Brooklyn. Is it just another it's a wait and see? Lord, Mr. Ford, we'll let the Yankees try it. Hope to God they'll buy it. Let it be. Dear Lord, let it be. Well, the rose was called up yonder, and the Edsel was called up yonder. Will the Brooklyn, be called up yonder. Don't let it be, dear Lord, don't let it be. Don't let it be, dear Lord, don't let it be.
On this record, the signal to type will be the words, let's begin. S-N-A-R-F-D-U-D-E space D-A-F-F-O-D-I-L period space. Return. Relax your hands.
Cheese, please.
This old guitar, singing songs that others have done, till one day I got carried away. I sat down and wrote me one. Well, the whole neighborhood said it was good, so I went chopping around. But everyone I'd see in the industry said it's gotta have a Nashville sound. Sold everything that I ever owned, including my color TV. I bought a denim suit, a pair of cowboy boots, went to Nashville, Tennessee. Well, I declare, Mr. Acuff was there. He said, son, what you doing in town? I said, would you be so kind as to help me find a thing they call the Nashville sound? Chester and Charlie McCoy, Porter and Dolly too. Yeah, Waylon and Willie. I felt kind of silly when I met that big guy named Sue. I spoke to Charlie Rich from behind closed doors. He said Conway just wasn't around. Well, now Big Billy Walker, he was some kind of talker, but I still ain't found the Nashville sound. Charlie Pride, he took me aside, talked for an hour or so. Then I caught a cab out to Opryland to see the grand old Opry show. Well, now it ain't any joke, 'cause I sure went broke. Now I'm just bumming around. Well, it's been over a year since I first got here. Still ain't found a Nashville sound. Sweeping streets at night, dressed up in white. Down here they call me Mr. Clean. And one day on my route, I saw this little booth. Was a record making machine. So I grabbed my guitar and I made like a star. Started singing like Jim Ed Brown. Put two bits in the slot. I finally got the thing they call the Nashville sound. I put two bits in the slot. Guess what I got? I finally got the Nashville sound. So come and see me in Nashville, Tennessee, if you want to hear the Nashville sound.
Cheese Please with Charlie Russell and his Nashville sounds. The guy that never really wanted to sing doesn't do a half bad job.
No.
Really?
No.
But, and before that, the song he was known for, and still continues to be known for, the Brooklyn.
Yes, and in case anyone's curious, the Brooklyn was a two-seater sports car.
Okay.
Built from 1974 until late 1975.
So it was less than 2 years it was in production.
Yep. Had the gull-wing doors.
Oh, yeah. They're like the whole that thing in Back to the Future, aren't they? The doors come up?
Yes, they're very similar to that.
Okay. DeLorean, that's what it was.
The DeLorean. Yes. Okay. This is actually Canada's DeLorean, because the DeLorean was also a flop.
Oh, yes.
And basically, it was a very interesting, different type of making the body, because it was a composite bodywork of color-impregnated acrylic resin bonded to fiberglass.
Ah, so it wasn't metal.
No.
Ouch.
So it was way ahead of its time at the time.
I don't want to be a crash test dummy in that.
No, nobody wants to be a crash test dummy in that. But Charlie ended up being inducted into the New Brunswick Country Music Hall of Fame.
Cool.
The Canadian Country Music Association Country Radio DJ Hall of Fame.
Wow. Is that a big deal?
Yes, that was a big deal.
Okay.
And the other fun thing was that when he first made the song, even before he ever had a record deal for it, he put it on a cassette and gave it to the CBC radio station, and they played it.
Oh, really?
And that's kind of what launched people wanting to hear the song and know more about it.
Oh, your tax dollars at work. If you're in Canada, of course.
It was cool.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil. Cheese, please. You know the drill.
Oh, it's that time, isn't it? I just realized that. What?
It's the slip-up time.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
And now it's time for the Cheese, Please.
I just had to wait for that booming voice to come in and tell me these things.
You mean me?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Okay, Betty. Lauren Green, the voice of doom in World War II on CBC Radio in Canada, and turned into Pa Cartwright and the Commander Adama on, I was going to say Star Trek, no.
Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, that's the star part of it, of course.
The first one, not the later ones.
Yes, the first one. But man, back in the 60s, it seems like it could do no wrong. He would cut any kind of record and it just was put out and everyone was happy. But a title like I'm Glad I'm Not Young Anymore just sort of cheesified. It just catches.
Screams cheese.
That's what I was trying to say. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So let's give it a play on
Cheese, Please.
How lovely to sit here in the shade with none of the woes of man and maid. I'm glad I'm not young anymore. The rivals that don't exist at all, the feeling you're only 2 feet tall. Oh, I'm glad I'm not young anymore. No more confusion, no morning after surprise, no self-delusion that when you're telling those lies, she isn't wise. And even if love comes through the door, the kind that goes on forevermore, forevermore is shorter than before. Oh, I'm so glad that I'm not young anymore. The tiny remark that tortures you, the fear that your friends won't like her too. Oh, I'm glad I'm not young anymore. The longing to end a stale affair until you find out she doesn't care. Oh, I'm glad I'm not young anymore. No more frustration, no star-crossed lover am I. No aggravation, just one reluctant reply. Lady, goodbye. The fountain of youth is dull as paint. Methuselah is my patron saint. I've never been so comfortable before. Oh, I'm so glad that I'm not young anymore. Anymore. So glad.
With Lauren Green not doing the shoot 'em up western thing or anything like that. It sort of sounds like, I don't know, like Michael Bublé or Fred Astaire there. You know?
Got a little bit of, you know, doing it my way.
Yeah, just a bit. I'm glad I'm not young anymore. Still kind of cheesy though, right?
Daffodil? Very cheesy.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese, Please, and once again, your tornado on the radio is winding down.
You know, Daffodil, the last week or so, I went on AI, and I typed that in, you know?
What, tornado on the radio?
Yeah, you know.
I'm afraid of what AI would do a tornado on the radio.
Well, what I did, we drive around in that VW microbus that sort of falls apart every so often. But, you know, it's a very rugged vehicle.
Yes, it is very rugged.
So I put that in the AI thing. I said VW microbus. Then I said, put a tornado in the background. You know, like gloomy stuff and all that, the tornado, basically.
Yes.
And then I said, I put a radio, like a boom box or something like that, in front of it or on top of the microbus or something like that. And it sort of did that, but it just sort of fell flat because I thought I was
going to... You're not very descriptive.
That's all I get to say. You really got to be descriptive.
More details. The more details, the better.
Yeah, maybe I should put a picture of myself in there somewhere. And tornado comes after me and while I'm listening to the radio or something.
Another interesting take on things.
I don't know. I'm just thinking. It's just... I just thought I'd try to play with AI.
Yeah. See? Talked about AI and it triggered the glove box.
Yeah, exactly. We're ending off the show this week with Cars with the Boom. Wrap on...
Cheese, please.
So many kinds, where can we start?
We like them dumb and we like them smart.
I like the ones with the pretty eyes.
Well, I like all kinds of guys.
Stop.
What happened?
How about the ones we especially like?
Which ones?
You know, the ones with the cars that go...
I hear you. Hit it.
Sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
You can deny all